Sabha blessing to all the dear family that are joining us in the room, for those dear precious souls that are listening on the phone, and those that will be listening in the radio and in later date on the recording, we would like to say to each and every one of you, welcome and Sabha blessing on this blessed Sabbath, September 26, 2015. Can everyone see the presentation in the room, dear ones? Praise the Lord. This is lesson 146, chapter 30, entitled, He Ordained 12, but this is part 5. The opening song to our study today is Hold Fast Till I Come, and the hymn book, this is number 600. If any one of the dear brethren would like to share the opening song, Popola.
Sweet promises given to all who believe. Behold, I come quickly, my own to receive. Hold fast till I come, the danger is great. Sleep not as though others, be watchful and wait. Hold fast till I come, sweet promise of heaven, the kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy, sit down on the throne, bright crowns are awaiting. Hold fast till I come. We'll watch unto prayer with love burning bright. He comes to all others, a thief in the night. We know he is near, for know not the day. As spring shows us summer is not far away. Hold fast till I come. Sweet promise of heaven, the kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy, sit down on the throne, bright crowns are in waiting, hold fast till I come. Yes, this is our hope, still build on his word, the glorious appearing of Jesus our Lord. Our promise hello, it stands as the sun. Behold, I come quickly, hold fast till I come. Hold fast till I come, sweet promise of heaven, the kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy, sit down on the throne, bright crowns are in waiting, hold fast till I come.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And continuing, welcome to all of your family. I would like to ask any one of the mommies, daddy, little ones to have open in prayer. Babala.
If we can all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts. Our Father, I thank you for this guilt that us have this blessed day. I thank you for this guilt to wake us up this morning. I pray that we can be able to understand right from wrong and be careful to see what we do. Forgive us all our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirit. Let us be able to understand right from wrong, be careful what we see and what we do. Let us be able to live in righteousness and faith instead of wickedness and malice. And let us be able to keep on working hard and being loyal to you for all the days of our lives. I pray for you to help the sinners of the year to repent from their sinful ways. Is that they may not be able to be punished is in the day of Robert, but they just done. Much of us will go, let's go test the traveling mercies. Peace and protect our hearts, and let us not be condemned or tempted if in the devil's devices or any of his agents. And let us be able to always have our eyes open and be studying your laws and keep together our hearts and be sharing it that it is the gospel and your word that people may know who you are and understand you more. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 13, verse 34, from the King James Version, and it reads, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." This week, boys and girls, we will end with part 5 in our lesson entitled, "He ordained 12, of our study book, Desire of Ages." If any one of the dear family would like to take the following scriptures, verses, blah, blah, blah.
2 Corinthians 4:7, "For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us." Hebrews 5:2, "Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassionate and forgiving."
Ephesians 4:2, "With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love." Ephesians 4:3, "Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace."
Ephesians 4:4, "There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling."
Ephesians 4:13, "Till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the status of the fullness of Christ." Ephesians 4:32, "And be ye kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one to another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you."
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Today we will cover pages 296 and 297. Just a suggestion, for those that may not have no sound because of their computer, maybe if you do call the room, you could use the phone as an audio, meanwhile you are able to see the PowerPoint in the room. Just a suggestion for those that are having a little difficulty. We are in Desire of Ages, page 296. If any one of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, Babala.
Desire of Ages, page 296. His love would lead to love for one another. The lessons of the masters would lead to the harmonizing of all differences, bringing the disciples into unity so they would be of one mind and one judgment. Christ is a great center, and they would approach one another just in proportion as they approach the center.
Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 296, paragraph 2. And on the side it says, "Love one another as I have loved you." Amen. When Jesus had ended his instruction to the disciple, he gathered the little band close about him, and kneeling in the midst of them, and laying his hand upon their head, he offered a prayer, dedicating them to his sacred work. Thus the Lord's disciples were ordained to the gospel ministry. Desire of Ages, page 296, paragraph 3. And on the side it says, "The Lord's disciples were ordained to the gospel ministry."
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What will lead to the harmonizing of all differences and bring the disciple of Christ into unity until there will be of one mind and one judgment? And how did Jesus ordain his disciple to the gospel ministry? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The lessons of the Master allowing Christ to be the center and to approach one another just in proportion as they approach the center, and he gathered the little band close about him, and kneeling in the midst of them, and laying his hands upon their heads, he offered a prayer dedicating them to his sacred work.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Ephesians. And that is located in chapter 4, verse 13 from the King James Version. If anyone of the dear family would like to share this scripture song, bubble up.
Ephesians 4:13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature and the fullness of Christ, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of, unto the fullness of Christ. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are in Desire of Ages, page 296. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble out.
Desire of Ages, page 296. And his representative among men, Christ does not choose angels who have never fallen, but man, human beings, men of like passion with those they seek to save. Christ took upon himself humanity that he might reach humanity. Divinity needs humanity, but it requires both divinity and human to bring salvation to the world. Divinity needs humanity that humanity might afford a channel of communication between God and man. Next slide, please.
So with the servant and messengers of Christ, man needed power outside and of beyond himself to restore him to the likeness of God and to enable him to do the work of God. So this does not make the human agency unessential. Humanity lays upon the divine power. Christ dwells in the hearts of by faith, and through cooperation with the divine, the power of man becomes affections for God. Desire of Ages, page 296. Efficient for God. Desire of Ages, page 296, paragraph 4.
Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. Why did Christ take upon himself humanity, and what was required to bring salvation to the world? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is that he might reach humanity, and divinity needs humanity, for it's required both to the divine and the humans that humanity might afford the channel of communication between God and man.
I have another question for you, dear family, boys and girls. Question: what does man need to restore him to the likeness of God and enable him to do the work of God? And what power is this? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is man needs the power outside of beyond himself, and humanity lays hold upon divine power. Christ dwells in the heart by faith, and through cooperation with the divine, the power of man becomes efficient for good.
So let's learn another beautiful song there once together from the book of Luke, and is located in chapter 1, verse 6, 60 to 79. 68 to 70. Praise the Lord, and let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in Desire of Ages, page 297, Babala.
Desire of Ages, page 297. He who calls the fishermen of Galilee is still calling men to his service, and he is just as willing to manifest his power through us as through the first disciples. However imperfect and sinful we may be, the Lord holds out to us the offer of partnership with himself, of apprenticeship to Christ. He invites us to come under the divine instruction that, uniting with Christ, we may work the works of God. Desire of Ages, page 297, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommy and daddy. Are men still called today for Christ's service as the fishermen of Galilee were called? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, babala.
The answer is yes, and he is just as willing to manifest his power through us as through the first disciples. However imperfect and sinful we may be, the Lord holds out to us the offer of partnership with himself. Desire of Ages, page 297. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, not of us. 2 Corinthians 4:7. This is why the preacher of the gospel was committed to earning men rather than to the angels. It is manifest that the power which works through the weakness of humanity is the power of God, and thus we are encouraged to believe that the power which can help others as weak as ourselves can help us. Continue, next slide. And those who are themselves compassed with infirmity should be able to have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way. Hebrews 5:2. Having been in peril themselves, those that are acquainted with the dangers and difficulties of the way for this reason are called to reach out for others in like peril. Mm-hmm. I'll make this easy. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesse. There are souls perplexed with doubt, burdened with infirmities, weak with faith, and unable to grasp the unseen. But a friend who they can see, coming to them in Christ's stead, can be a connecting link to fasten their trembling faith upon God. Desire Village, page 297, paragraph 2. And on the slide it says, Lord, I can't say it in words. Can you please listen through my heart? Amen.
That was baby Ethan. Question, boys and girls. Why was the preaching of the gospel committed to erring men rather than to the angels? And who can they go to when their souls are perplexed with doubt, burdened with infirmity, weak in faith, and unable to grasp the unseen? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, blah.
The answer is that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us, that the power which works through the weakness of humanity is the power of God, and the friend whom they can see come to them in Christ that can be a connecting link to fasten their trembling faith upon Christ.
We are in Desired Ages, page 297. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the last paragraph, Bobola.
Desired Ages, page 297. We are to be laborers together with the heavenly angels in presenting Jesus to the world. With almost impatient eagerness, the angels wait for our cooperation. The man must be the channel to communicate with God. And when we give ourselves to Christ in wholehearted devotion, angels are those that they may speak through our voices to reveal God's love. Desire Pages, page 297, paragraph 3.
Question, boys and girls, mommy and daddy, with whom we are to labor together with in presenting Jesus to the world? And when does an angel rejoice that they may speak through our voices to reveal God's love? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, babala.
The answer is the heavenly angels with almost impatient eagerness. The angels wait for our cooperation. For man must be the channel to communicate with man. And when we give ourselves to Christ in wholehearted devotion.
Amen. So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Mark. It's located in chapter 16, verse 15 to 18.
And he said unto them, they shall lay hands on the sick and
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of the first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson, and we're going to ask all the little ones to gather very close to the mic because it's story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all His precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons.
Well, good morning, boys and girls. This is a short commandment, but it takes in a lot. It says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Now, for a little person, you probably don't know what that means. And that's Exodus 20, verse 14. Well, we're going to try and explain here in this reading today what it actually means. This commandment forbids not only acts of impurity, but sensual thoughts and desires. That's impure thoughts and desires. Or any practice that tends to excite them. Excite what? Impure thoughts and desires. You don't look at pictures that suggest impure thoughts. Purity is demanded not only in the outward life, in our actions, but in the secret intents, or your secret thoughts, and the emotion, that is your feelings, of the heart. Christ, who taught the far-reaching obligations or requirements of the law of God, declared the evil thought or look to be as truly sin as is the unlawful deed. If you think about doing bad things, you are guilty as if you had done the bad things. When the thought of evil is loved and cherished, however secretly, Jesus says it shows that sin still reigns or exists in your lives and in your heart. The soul is still in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. You still have sin in your heart when you think these kind of impure thoughts. He who finds pleasure in dwelling upon scenes of impurity, who indulges the evil thought, the lustful look, may behold in the open sin, with its burden of shame and heartbreaking grief, the true nature of the evil which he has hidden in the chambers of his heart. Now all that means, you wouldn't want to do something bad, so don't even think about it. The season of temptation under which it may be one falls into grievous sin or especially hurtful sins does not create the evil that it reveals, but only develops or makes manifest that which is hidden or latent in the heart. When we sin, it shows that we already had the evil thought in our hearts and minds. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's what the Bible says. Out of the heart, went the wrong way. Now see if I find where I was. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. For out of the heart are the issues of life. From our heart comes the thoughts, whether good or evil, that lead to deeds. The heart in which Christ dwells will be so filled, so sanctified, or satisfied with His love that it will not be consumed with longing to attract sympathy and attention to itself. If we love Jesus as we should, we won't want to do bad things. And through the surrender of the soul to God, His wisdom can accomplish what human wisdom fails to do. Went too far again. So long as life lasts, there will be need of guarding the affections and the passions with a firm purpose. All our lives, we need to guard our feelings, our thoughts, and what our eyes look at. Not one moment can we be secure or safe except as we rely upon God, the life hid with Christ. The nearer we live to Christ, the more will we partake of His pure, holy character and the more offensive sin appears to us. The more exalted and desirable will appear the purity and brightness of Christ. If we love Jesus...
Amen. Praise the Lord, and thank you, dear brother. We have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. Next week, we will begin a new chapter in the study entitled The Sermon on the Mount of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the family, mommy, daddy, or little ones would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Could we all kneel and bow our head for closing prayer? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most precious name. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and guiding us and keeping us throughout the week and giving us another day for your blessed Saturday. This next week, I ask you, Lord, to just forgive us for all our sins, unknown and known, Lord, that you just could not be as merciful as we should to you, and knowing that you are always there for us no matter what circumstances that we go through. I pray that everyone has a blessed Sabbath day, and you give them strength and health. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath, dear one, praise the Lord that I got the date right, October 3, 2015, we will start with chapter 31 entitled The Sermon on the Mount. I hope and pray that these five parts of He Ordained 12 will be able to be a very important dialogue in our homes, for we don't really have to have a lot of knowledge of the Word of God to be able to share. Just be a witness to God of what the goodness that He has done in your family, in your life. You are still witnessing in a way, because when they see all the things that the Lord has materialized in your home, you can also give them the reason why. You know, not only are we Sabbath keepers, but we try our best to be able to look at the commandment as the mirror to be able to look and see what we have been doing in our lives. And then we have our Savior in the most holy place mediating for us whenever we do fall, and pray constantly that the Lord will wash us through the Word of God. So we all can be disciples of the Lord by being a witness to Him, not only sharing the simple word of the truth, but also the goodness that the Lord had done in our lives as well. So we have also prepared children's school activity for the whole entire family to be able to enjoy. And I hope and pray that the dialogue for this such an important topic will continue. For if the world does not know Christ, it's because the Christian will not show Christ. And if we will show Christ, then the angels will rejoice and will join with us to be able to give such a beautiful message of salvation as the Lord cried. I hope and pray all of you were blessed, and have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, everyone. God bless.